All right, let's go. I'm hey man, listen, I was just fulfilling my obligation to keep you up to date into what's going on here.
Go to this page, go over here. Hit this button, 59.
Hey, he didn't have his Wheaties.
I think I love you.
Crawling from the wreckage, crawling from the wreckage into a burning car.
Crawling from the wreckage. Crawling.
There's a story. A lovely lady. She wasn't no lady, no baby. Now when she's cranking out three puppies, it's like, yeah. We don't got ladies.
I'm not just stepping stone.
Hey, did I tell you my latest guilty pleasure?
Yes. This is our
count. It's the television show Cheaters.
No, thank you.
I'll explain after we start.
No.
They tried to stop us, but we showed them.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Time was a fun.
Oh, no, I did that before you started that, but and this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right, now, this is show number 360.
All right, 360, and we're coming up on 420.
That means we're... That'll be a special presentation.
yes.
Yeah, 360, we've done a full 360 now. Look at that.
Get good it? Lord, it's like they said it, we'd never last.
I didn't think we'd get past two Aikens out there. But anyway,
yeah.
All right. Well, we got lots and lots to talk about, boys and girls. So we're going to hit this right off the bat here. This is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us. It's like a radio program. We're sharing the news stories and things we see throughout the week. It's our take on it. You're basically just going to hear stories and say to yourself, what the
hell? How do you get away with saying that crap?
There we go. But of course, you'd never hear it on the radio. They're just too polite. We're just all here to have a little bit of fun. Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy all the music you listen to is brought to you by Dano Music because, well,
we're cheap.
There you go. Let's see. There's a picture from us in 2016 on Instagram. There's a picture from us from 2022 on Twitter. There's a picture from 2024 on Meta or Facebook or whatever you want to call it. And if you're enjoying what you're listening to, please share it with your friends. Let people know. Because it's a goodly thing.
He's trying to lie and he can't even figure out how to lie right.
And as always, yes. We're brought to you by Icy Southern Icy Treats. We will talk about that at the break. Now, Mr. Slade.
Yes, Mr. Mason.
My hope is that this morning you have for us a small. Sunday morning observation.
In the middle of an Oreo cookie.
Absolutely, my friend. All right, buckle up, because here comes spring.
Oh,
that chaotic season where nature can't decide if it's a pool party or a snowball fight. One minute you're basking in sunshine, mm-hmm. The next you're dodging rogue umbrellas blown inside out by a rogue gust wind.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even get me started on the pollen. It's like the universe is giving us a first-class ticket to Snipple City. Population, mm-hmm. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, at least the torture comes with a tax refund, right? That glorious, magical number that appears in your bank account like a financial fairy godmother.
Yeah.
Except this fairy godmother has a wicked sense of humor and tends to vanish faster than a politician's promise. Poof! There goes your down payment on that boat. Or maybe just enough for a fancy allergy medication upgrade. Speaking of disappearing acts.
Yeah.
Have you seen the weather report?
No.
It's more schizophrenic than a baseball umpire on a bad day. Sunshine in the morning, thunderstorms by noon, and a surprise blizzard by dinner. perfect weather for, well, staying inside and questioning your sanity. And then there's baseball, America's pastime, returning in all its glory, along with overpriced hot dogs and the existential dread of watching your team snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Mm-hmm. But hey, at least there's beer. Lots and lots of beer. Maybe that's the way to surviving this whole spring madness after all. So here's the spring.
Yeah.
A season that equal parts delightful and deranged. May your allergies be mild, your bank account weather the storm, and your baseball team, for the love of all that is holy, win a game or two. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go stock up on tissues and sunscreen.
Yeah.
Just in case.
And that is where I'm at right now, because my sinuses are absolutely on fire.
It's been a miserable week, man.
And my daughter thought it'd be really fun. What day is this Friday? Wednesday night into Thursday. Oh, let's open up the windows and get some fresh air. I woke up and I went through three boxes of tissues. It was not a happy thing. Speaking of not happy things.
Oh my God, he's making the transit. I gotta tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this guy, this show is on a very fast track. I mean, we're not wasting any time.
We got
with fiddle faddle and
talk about. Now, AI, Midjourney, has officially blocked anything to do with that old guy running for president. Either one. During this tumultuous time here, evidently they are blocking that. If you, let's say, for instance, you wanted to show a picture of Joe Biden and Donald Trump shaking hands. Just shaking hands. That's all you wanted to have. Just a picture of the two of them standing next to each other, shaking hands. I'm sorry, this is not in compliance with the scene. And then if you ask it again, I'm sorry, you are now in violation of ours. So that's another problem. Now, you remember we talked about Soro week before last, and that was the automated video on the fly. You just put in the text, tell it what you want it. I want a dragon made of bubbles that shoots fires and the bubbles come out. Da, 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 da. Great. Now, question. Murata, you are with us here. You're a guest here for our interview here. You are the chief technical officer for OpenAI. So tell us. Where are those videos? Where are they getting those videos from that they're training off of? They're coming from open source and paid for. No. Let's try it again. Where are they coming from? They're coming from public domain images and paid for services. No, let's try it one more time. One more time. Mira, where are these images coming from? I'm sorry, I'm not answering any more questions because I really don't know. Oh, Chief Technical Officer, you have no idea what that goes. That's just lovely. That's lovely. Now, here's the really scary thing. And if you go back in time, you'll listen. And this is the part where JD went because this is like way before AI. I said, wouldn't it be cool if you could tell AI, like, this is what a piano sounds like. This is what a horn sounds like. This is what a voice sounds like, okay? So, and then you could parse out that stuff in the recording, and I remember JD going. Okay, now, here's what I'm going to share with you. See if I can get this pull up here. I think I can pull it from here. I want it so you can still hear it. Play with media player. I don't think this will stop the recording. I'm going to double check here. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This is very important. This is the Chicken Shack Boogie by Amos Milburn. Okay, here we go. Now listen.
Hello, cat. I just got back, and I'm looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine, and it's really on a ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall.
All right, that is pretty nasty recording. Would you all agree?
Yes.
Okay, now. Now I gotta find it. Here we go. This one. All right. Now we're going to play here. Go. Should start it. Wait for it to start.
Hello, Cat. I just got back, and I'm looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine, and it's really on a ball. No windows, no doors. It's just a hole in the wall.
And then and that you heard his friends in the background.
Right.
That was done by AI. They actually parsed out every single. You could pull out the piano. You could pull out his voice. You could pull out the drums, the horn, everything separated. And it's free to use. It's at a website called La 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 with the letter I. And of course, you can't have a domain called La La La. So what you do is you back up one character and you do LAL.AI, La La La. And you can upload a 30-second spot. You can have it rip apart anything within the recording. As a matter of fact, it's based upon the same principle that they used for John Lennon. They said, like, hey, this is a voice. It's a voice of a person. And here's the cassette tape. And parse it out. This is available for the public to play with. Now that did not sound. That was so clean. It you couldn't even tell it was off of a 78.
No,
had lots
you couldn't.
Of scratches.
Because number one, you didn't hear the.
And there was a piano playing in the background. There were horns going on in the background, and it only pulled this guy's voice straight out. We are in a brand new world, boys and girls. I just thought I'd show you. That was a whole lot of fun. Everybody needs to be very, 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 very
careful.
Very afraid.
Very, very afraid because I'm telling you, you're not going to know whether you're getting the truth or a manufactured image.
That's right.
This is what we've got to look forward to. And this is just skimming the surface of artificial intelligence because we have got to go deep. Now, while before you switch out, I saw this story and I thought that you'd get a kick out of this. Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
They have a new smart glass.
Yes.
They've got a landmark recognition feature that provides wearers with information about what they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
The glasses can identify landmarks like the Golden Gate Bridge. Mm-hmm. They also offer historical details. Mark Zuckerberg collaborated with Ray-Ban on the glasses and won't say how much they're going to cost when they're released. Yeah, you better start saving that lunch money now. But here's the thing. You know, they've done so much with artificial intelligence. And, you know, these glasses and goggles that can just take you anywhere you want to go.
Yep.
I mean, now that, see, that part of it is cool. I mean, that part of it is, I mean, yeah, I could have a ball with that. But it's the other side of the coin. You know, I'm telling you, when they start, listen, we've got humans now. They're now paying attention to us. Okay, we can infiltrate these glasses. It's like we can manipulate everything we want. We can do it all.
That's
and they haven't got a slightest clue because they think we're stupid. Stupid humans.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Yes.
And you're still not afraid, right?
Nope. I think it's great. As a matter of fact, those Ray-Bans that he's talking about, you could, like someone's walking towards you and you're like, oh crap, I forget that guy's name. Comes up, Robert Johnson. Oh, yeah, that's right, it's Robert Johnson. Robert, how you doing, dude? Nice to see you, man. And how's your third daughter, Emily?
yeah. But then when you meet that one guy, mass murderer from Boston.
Hey, Jack, gotta go later, man. Speaking of mass murderers, John Hinckley was in the news today. Not that he killed a whole bunch of people. He actually didn't kill anybody. He did attempt in the 1980s to kill our president. Anyway, Ronald Reagan.
Mommy.
I don't feel good. I think I'm going to lay down now. So apparently John Hinckley was deemed insane and did his time. And he did, what about 25 years, I guess it was, in prison?
Yeah.
And was finally released. But when he was in his solitary confinement, he was given, you know, paper, pen, pencils, brain cells, what have you. And he wrote a series of musical pieces. So he goes ahead and he sets up these concerts. And it's like people go, wait, John Hinckley? Yeah. You mean Reagan's John Hinckley? Yeah. I ain't going.
This is the second time in rock music history that this has happened. Because you'll remember back in 1969, Charlie decided he was going to be a Beatle and recorded an entire album.
Charlie,
yeah, Manson.
Manson. Wow, yeah. His album involved killing people, so.
No, it's like he thought he was inspired, man. It's like, and that album is available if you'd like to have it. Nope. I can't imagine why anybody would, but.
Nope.
So John Hinckley right there. At number one, John Hinckley. Coming in at number two, Charlie Manson. All right, this is our Killers Swim Paradise surprise, and it's our top 40 killing countdown.
Yeah, he called it something like changes or modifications, or I forget what he calls himself, but there you go. Hey!
All right, while you're speaking of music, wait a minute.
All right, go ahead.
You know, country music has really gotten kind of silly.
You think?
Do you realize that on the current country music chart, there is a remake of Rebel Rebel. It's called Something Love and Saturday Night. There is a remake of Tom Petty's American Girl by Dierks Bentley.
Mm.
There is a remake of I think Darius Rucker's doing one. But the thing of it is that I don't want to hear country remakes of classic rock songs. I just don't.
Is it necessary? Is it that they're just doing a remake because they can't think of anything, or are they going for nostalgia?
It's a couple of things. One, because it's not easy to write a song. Nobody ever said that. But it's like there is just so much out there that it's easier to steal than it is, to write something original.
Strong word. I mean,
okay, borrow. Let's say borrow
and never return.
Borrow.
Yeah,
and never return, because, like I say, for instance, this Young Love and Saturday Night, the remake of Rebel Rebel. I mean, it's the very same. It's identical, except that they changed a couple of words. Instead of Rebel Rebel, it's like, hey girl, I know what the other one is. There's a great song, Dobie Gray.
Yes.
Do you know the song I'm talking about?
Want to say Drift Away?
Yep, Drift Away. Yeah. Well, believe it or not, a country artist has remade this, and it's called Chevrolet.
Oh, for the love of God.
Let me give you the chorus.
Dobie Gray is rolling in his grave right now.
Let me see here. Give me a six-pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, well, you just found one. Let's slip away in a Chevrolet.
Oh, my God.
Sacrilege. I don't mind, borrowing but that's out and out insane, because Dobie Gray's Drift Away is an absolute unspeakable classic. Nobody has ever sat and remade that.
Nope.
Unlike the Beatles yesterday, where over 6,000 copies of remakes have been done on it.
Yesterday, all my lovers. Hey, speaking of dreams and far away. The lottery got up to almost $1 billion right now, and I was sitting there trying to figure out exactly how I could examine in my brain cells, like, what are my chances of me actually getting it? And then I ran the numbers, and here's the deal. You need, it's like 352 million to one that you would actually get the number. So here's what you got to do. I want you to go get a 52-inch color television set, okay? And I want you to get another one and another one, another one. I want you to string I think it's like a 200 of them from one end all the way to the other end of a football field. Okay. Then I want you to stack them one on top of another till they're all the way up to the sky. And they're also 100 yards up. Okay. You got it? Now it says big field of football screen there. I want you to go pick one pixel on the screen.
Just one.
Just
pixel.
One. Just okay. One. And I want you to put $2 on it. Okay. Go pick another pixel and put $2 on that one. Those are your chances of and the chances of them picking that pixel. That is what the lottery is. I had to like wrap my brain around it. I said, wow, that's pretty bad.
Now let me tell you something. See again,
it never used to be that way.
I don't play the Mega Millions and Powerball because you're right. Your chances of finding that one pixel and another pixel.
Yeah.
And a third pixel.
Oh, that's $6 now.
You got another pixel.
Oh, that's eight.
You gotta get six. You gotta have six numbers. And there you got another pixel.
Well, no. Wait. No. That one pixel represents the numbers you chose.
Exactly.
Oh, no. So yeah. Like, so you buy that one pixel. That's 15, 36, 28, 15, 12, 11, 9, and a Powerball of 7. No, yeah, those are the numbers you've chosen for that one pixel, for that one damn pixel. Now, if you want another pixel, that's another group of six numbers and the Powerball, and you're going to figure that one out, and another $2.
And you still only have two pixels.
And you still... wait. Are we getting the picture now?
All right. Now, let me just... Here's where I was starting
with
that.
I'm sorry.
I am going to invest in both of these lotteries this week because they're so large. But let me tell you why.
Why?
Because last week, I was playing my scratch-off tickets. I won $1,000 last week.
Again, you won?
Yes. It's like I'm extremely fortunate with these scratch-offs. That's why, okay. So I'm going to take some of the winnings that I've gotten, and I'm going to invest it in Powerball and Mega Millions. I know that the chances of me winning are, like, slimmer than my growing hair again. But, it's got to happen to somebody. Although, see, again, I really I hedge my bets because I watch all these bad documentaries about the lottery curse.
No. Yeah, I know.
This guy, here's one guy. He was already rich. He had $100 million to his name. Wow. He wins another $300 million.
Jeez.
Then he does stupid things like carrying $100,000 in a briefcase in his truck.
Yeah. I remember him. He had like family members dumping and dying on the left and right.
The bottom line is that first off, his daughter died, and that really killed him.
Due to natural causes, quote unquote.
No, they were not natural causes. It was an OD confirmed by the coroner. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then his wife left him, and then he had another relative die. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the bottom line is that this guy was absolutely miserable. Mm-hmm. Absolutely miserable for, having $300 million dumped in his lap. Yep. So I think, I don't need $300 million. It's like, listen, I'm really happy having won $1,000. Mm-hmm. I really am. Because that's like, hey, that reaffirms that there's a possibility to win.
Hey, so if you had $1 billion, $1 billion, okay, you could probably hide from people, okay?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
But here's the deal. So if you're a billionaire and you're sitting there going, so bored. I know what I'll do. Hey, do you guys still have the original plans for the Titanic? You do? All right. I'm Clive Palmer, and I'm going to build Titanic 2. It's going to be an exact replica of the Titanic. Yes, this guy is spending $100 million to build another Titanic, right down to to each rivet. Yeah, we're So what people are spending on Powerball, he's just gonna go by. Yeah, I'm gonna make another.
It's like I do a public affairs program on my radio station, which I think it's still there.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, there I am. So, I mean, but there are so many organizations, and you're talking about, I go to the grocery store, and it's like, and especially during the holidays, you know, you go to the counters and they've got those boxes of food that, you know, again, you can buy and donate.
Yeah.
Last winter, I bought 50 of those boxes. I went to the grocery store last week and they had oranges that they were selling and they were going to donate. If you wanted to buy, you could donate them. Okay. I bought 40 bags of oranges.
Okay.
Because one, I know that that is a substantial, I mean, it's like, listen, I ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, but you know, the thing of it is that I have been lucky in my life and I have had fairly good fortune. And, you know, so it's like, my thought is I'd like to share that. I mean, it's like, you know, again, and it's a little things that, you know, do that, but here you have people who have millions and billions of dollars and they're building a Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but think of all the jobs he's going to get. By the way, the early depictions don't show any lifeboats, so I don't know what to get.
Yeah.
Hey, so, speaking of big numbers, they just
42 D's. Those are big numbers.
I ain't talking like those numbers. I was talking like other numbers here. So, we all missed out on March 14th, which was Pi Day.
No, I did not. Okay, I actually celebrated Pi Day.
Okay,
yes,
good.
We did too.
I had some cottage pie, and I made a key lime pie from scratch. But the company released Pi to the highest known number to date. It took 78 days to compile it, but they now have Pi calculated all the way out to the 105th trillion digit to the right. And in case you're wondering, the answer is
76
days later. Six. The last digit is six.
So, six.
Six. So for those of you who were wondering, I just thought I'd tell you, it's the number six.
Do not push that button yet because it's like, I have one thing to add to this.
Hurry.
You know, it's like I took algebra, geometry, calculus, and trig.
Give it back.
And do you realize that there is only one formula that I ever use regularly from my days in algebra? And that is the ability to figure out percentages. That's it. I don't use algebra, trig, geometry, or calculus for any other thing. It was a waste of my time to have to spend 3 years learning that crap.
I never took it. I was lucky.
Yeah. See, I was stupid because I was an academic. Because I wasn't going to be an auto mechanic. I was going to use my hands, but not for that. They were never going to get dirty.
Unless it was a bowl.
Today in history, March 17th, 1337, Edward the Black Prince is made Duke of Cornwall, the first duchy in England. Duchy? What kind of a sissy title is that? The guy's the Black Prince, for crying out loud. 1780, George Washington grants the Continental Army a holiday as an act of solidarity with the Irish in their fight for independence. It's the first St. Patty's Day if it isn't. 1891, SS Utopia collides with HMS Anson in the Bay of Gibraltar. You've got Utopia in my Anson. You've got Anson in my Utopia. Too great taste. Well, maybe not. 1937, Petalinta achieves the first sustained 1 kilometer human-powered flight. It was a 200-pound balsa wood airplane performed by Emilio Casco. Of course, he cheated because he used a catapult and he had really strong muscles. 1958, the United States launches the Vanguard 1 satellite. It was the fourth artificial Earth satellite to be launched by us and the very first one to be solar-powered. Of course, it stopped working in 64, so whatever that's worth. 1966, the DSV Alvin submarine finds a missing American hydrogen bomb. Thank you. And finally, 2003, Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs, Robin Cook resigns from the British cabinet in disagreement with government plans for the invasion of Iraq. I think he just used that as an excuse. I mean, think of his title. Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs. Jeepers, his business cards must be as long as a Butterfinger. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I'm Dan Mason, and that's March 17th.
Don't waste your time going to Mackey's or Brimley's. You'll wind up having to go to the dunny for 20 minutes after eating. That meat could be a dead dodgy. Plus, you'll be risking needing to take a sickie. If you're looking to get your evening tea, you need to set your eyes on a Joey Burger from Pouchy's, fresh from the Outback. At Pouchy's, we don't like to call them roadkill. We like to call it nature's reclamation. We have spotters all throughout Australia spotting a downed boomer or flyer within moments of getting hit by a Yuri. The roos are dropped into a giant-sized stubby holder packed with ice and then aired to our facility for processing. The meat is lean, delicious, and really good for you. So if you're ready for the best-tasting burger that'll have you returning to us faster than a twice-chucked boomerang, come on down to Pouchy's for an amazing Joey Burger. Fresh from the road? Come on down to Pouchy's. You'll be glad you did.
Turn you to the Slade and Mason Show.
Keep very quiet. We're hunting rabbit.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
That was Gilbazo Zacapasta, which is
Polish for corned beef and cabbage. And that was brought to you by Trigalanini, who is a Polish performer from 19...
On the Big Joe Polka Show. And here we go again, ladies and gentlemen, the Big Joe Polka Show. We have this coming from upstate Pennsylvania, where they have lots of Polish people doing the polka.
Yeah, it is the 1940s. So, yeah, I just thought I'd, you know, share that with you. That was actually, that was considered a duplicate of the earlier one, which apparently this side is in much better condition than the other one. So I'm like, wow, okay.
Maybe we need to use AI to clean that one up.
It actually could do that. And I'm going to be toying around with that that website for a little bit. But and that was, of course, right, in commemoration of today being...
Before you start.
Wait, that
yeah,
was
I know.
Obviously,
yes.
Today being St. Patrick's Day, so...
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The one occasion that white people use to get drunk and stupid and curse and just be belligerent all over the streets. I lived in New York. And so, you know, today, it is it is just going to be... Oh, it's going to be the worst day. It's a whole lot of Americans sitting there getting drunk, pretending that they care about Ireland. Mm. They don't care about Ireland. They want to get the whiskey in them. Come on,
Irish,
now.
Irish, Irish, yeah, Irish.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. I can't wait until the Irish decide that the Tuesday after St. Patty's Day or the day after St. Patty's Day should be a federal holiday.
Well, a lot of people think
that
the day after
the
Super Bowl should be a federal holiday as well. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy's Southern Icy Treats, and I'll tell you what that's
where
all about.
They
is
don't
my buddy Sheila
and
her
stupid
husband Al, and they have a big red food truck, and it's not filled with food like you and I would think it would be. It's nothing greasy or gross and disgusting. It is actually these
and
two
and it doesn't have
large...
bourbon in it either.
No, it doesn't. You can bring your own if you want, but that's entirely up to you, but they're just not going to say that. But anyway, It's these Italian ice shredding machines. It's a strong blade that goes across and it scrapes across the blocks of ice, these crystal clear blocks of ice, and it makes a snowfall into a waiting goblet. And then Al puts these delicious flavors on top. They've got about 50 different flavors. She is going to be out on the streets in 2 weeks, which means if you have not gotten a hold of Sheila... Your days are over, baby. It's over. Because the summer is filling up quickly. Let me tell you. Yep.
Let me tell you everything that's wrong with what you just said.
I don't mean
Sheila
it.
Is going
I don't
to be
mean
on
it
the
physically.
Streets.
I mean, I. Now get your dirty mind out of the gutter. No.
Nothing dirty about it. It's like, I love Sheila. It's like, it's, you know, delicious. And again, I love what she and Al are doing because they're business people who have gotten themselves a nice niche. They
I can't believe someone else didn't do this, you know, but it's a major undertaking. I know that
it is a lot of work. Costly investment because just to get those ice and those trimmers, those blades.
Yep.
I mean, and you got to keep them upkept.
And then
they got to keep
the truck
working.
And you got to pay the taxes and the local fees. And oh my gosh, it just goes on and on and on. Anyway. Look, if you got a birthday party coming up and you want to make it special, you got to give them a call. 804-617-8827. If there is a new opening for a doctor's office and you want to celebrate, give them a call. 804-617-8827. If you're a nonprofit and you're looking to, you know, show up and show right, give them a call. 804-617-8827. They're available.
And if you have so much money that you can afford to, why don't you just treat the kids to an icy something icy party?
There you go. Clive,
there you go.
Clive, listen, instead of building the Titanic 2, avoid the ice altogether and just call Icy Something Icy Treats. See how that works? Okay.
There you go.
Give them a call, 804-617-8827. You also visit them on the interwebs at www.icesomethin.
Leave off the G for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. They're available also on Instagram and Facebook and probably those other places that we don't know. Give them a call, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did, and don't wait because it's like they're booking quickly.
Yeah, they are. It's just I know she's getting busier and busier, 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 busier. So She's trying to accommodate everybody, but you got to move. You got to move. You got to move. Now,
you know, she could accommodate me if she'd get rid of Al.
You are just a hot mess. Hey,
I love Sheila. That's all. I just love Sheila and Al. You know, I love them both.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir. You, sir.
You with the flannel shirt and the Elmer J. Fudd hat on. Okay. Let me ask you something. Okay. So there's, let me try it this way. All right. So a chicken lays an egg. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, on the edge of the egg yolk is that little microscopic cell. Okay. And that little cell subdivides.
Is this the same pixel that you're going to bet on to try and win the lottery?
I'm asking you a question. That little tiny cell subdivides and subdivides and subdivides, and then it subdivides. And some of those cells go off to become a beak. Some become wings. Some become thighs. Some become lungs and hearts and what have you. Different parts of the chicken, right?
Okay.
You with me so far?
Yep.
Okay. And then it all grows
up. I'm afraid
up.
I'm not going to want to be.
It all grows up, and then you go to the grocery store, and boop, there it is. Magically, there's a package of, let's say, chicken thighs, right? You with me so far?
Yep.
It all came from that little teeny tiny little cell.
Okay.
All right. Now, question number two. Chicken lays an egg, and then we grab that egg. We open it up, we find that teeny tiny cell, we bring it into a petri dish, and we let it divide and divide and divide and divide. And then we stop it, and we identify what is that portion that becomes a chicken thigh, and we put it into a machine, and we bing, and we create a chicken thigh the same way the chicken would. Now.
Well, not quite.
Not quite. You're right. But in the same principle, the exact same processes to get it from that teeny tiny source cell to the chicken thigh, everything that was supposed to take place done by a chicken was actually done mechanically. Would you eat that?
Do I know about it?
Sure. Why not? We're telling you.
Well, if I know about it, no.
Why?
Well, because one,
go ahead.
You've extracted a portion of this chicken.
The exact same portion that would have been the thigh. That's correct.
But you also put it through a lot of man-industrial-made equipment to try and thin it out and spread it out.
Nope.
And
that's
I don't trust science.
Nope.
I don't trust science that much.
Yeah. Okay. So I would, and it's coming down the pike. It is.
Yeah, but you're also the guy who's just jumping up and down and going orgasmic about AI.
It's good for you. It's good for you. It's good for you. So there's a company called, is it Upmarket? I forget what it's called. Anyway, they've made a chicken breast that kind of has a meatier taste to it. So it almost tastes like a chicken pie. So it's more like duck flavored chicken. But anyway, and it looks just like a chicken breast, and people are freaking out because it tastes just like chicken. It bites just like chicken. It looks just like chicken. And you know why? Because it is chicken. The difference is they didn't kill a chicken to do it. They didn't even use that.
Okay. Now hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on now.
Go ahead. Right.
How much does this new chicken cost?
Today? Too much money.
Yeah.
Today, too much money. But but not so much that it can't be so it's probably about two or three times the cost of a chicken breast. So if a chicken breast was $1.99, this is probably gonna be about $6 a pound. Okay?
Keeping in mind that inflation has now already got people sitting there selling their body parts to try and eat. Mm-hmm. You're going to come up with something that's going to cost you three times as much because you have to kill a chicken to do it. But on the same token, for $4.99, I can buy me a chicken. I can put it in my yard. I can have all the eggs I want until they're done. And then, of course, then they become dinner.
Right. But my point is
$5.
If we were able to get that price down to 30 cents a pound, whereas the chicken breasts are $1.99 a pound, They look the same. They taste the
You're
same.
Not good. Here's the the problem with the fallacy with that. Here's the fallacy with
that. Go ahead.
Because unfortunately, we are also built on the greed system.
Oh, I know that.
And it's like nobody's trying to save anybody anything. It's like, oh, we got this new technology. Let's go ahead and charge through the roof for it because we got to tell them that it's because it's new technology. And then we'll get it down to about $4 a pound. That'll make them happy.
Maybe. We'll see.
Not going for it.
Speaking of which.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the fattest nation in the world, and they're trying to come up with ways for us to get fatter by manufacturing chickens. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. But the reason that we are just so bloated, it's not your fault. It's not my fault. It is the manufacturers of food who are just cramming this stuff down our throats. Now, before I get started in edible stuff, listen, there are two food manufacturers who decided to get into something else. Here's the one. McDonald's. They are launching French fry perfume.
It's called French fry. It's called burnt canola oil.
It says McDonald's Japan has launched a French fry perfume called Salted McFries. The spray bottle resembles a red McDonald's French fry carton.
Oh, jeez.
Other new McDonald's scents include plum nori seaweed salt and garlic black pepper mayo. Oh, my God. All right, the next one. Peeps. They've launched a new beauty line. Five Below says Peeps is out with a new beauty line ahead of Easter. They're selling a body spray, a body wash, and lip gloss in marshmallow and strawberry cream scents. Peeps press-on nails. All right, WPRI says thousands of cases of Sargento shredded cheese are being recalled due to listeria contamination fears. Some of the affected cheeses include Kocha, Parmesan, and Swiss. That's all they ever make.
It's just those three. That's it.
Yeah. Scripps says Dollar Tree and Family Dollar plan to close 1,000 stores. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The remaining stores will stock items at higher price points, with some coming up to $7. So much for the dollar store. Most of the closures are going to occur by June. MASH Magazine says Starbucks is celebrating St. Patrick's Day with a new green frozen drink. The Luck of the Matcha Cream Frappuccino is made with sweetened matcha, caramel syrup, whipped cream, and caramel.
Yuck.
WPTV says Skyline Chili locations will serve shamrock green spaghetti to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Oh, my God. The unique dish will only be available today.
Thank you.
A new survey by S. Rosen Baking reveals that 40% of people enjoy corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
55% of people get their St. Patrick's Day meal at home. And, of course, most of them come from bars. O'Brien's is a big one. People Magazine says participating Ben & Jerry's stores are hosting a free cone day on April 16th with no limit on free cones. That one. Fans are encouraged to get back in line for multiple scoops. Ben & Jerry's hopes to serve 1 million free scoops this year. PR Newswire says TGI Fridays is offering free wings to fans with busted March Madness brackets. During the NCAA tournament, fans will receive 6 free boneless wings by just showing their losing brackets. The offer is available until April 8th at participating stores.
Wait. Is TGI Friday still in business?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Nation's Restaurant says Wendy's is launching an orange dreamsicle frosty on March 19th. It'll temporarily replace the vanilla flavor. The chocolate frosty will still be available. Junk food addiction, now a mental disorder. The New York Post says that experts are now classifying junk food addiction as a mental illness known as ultra-processed food use disorder.
Jesus.
Symptoms of the illness include intense cravings, difficulty in decreasing consumption, and withdrawal symptoms such as agitation and irritability. Give me my damn candy bar! Recent studies have also linked the consumption of heavily processed foods with cognitive decline, such as reduced learning ability and memory loss. Oh, what? What was that? And finally, University of Michigan psychology professor Ashley Gerhardt says that the effects of eating processed foods can be similar to taking addictive drugs. Yes, sir. I got to have that humble. People's intensity that they intensely crave ultra-processed foods and consume them compulsively and find they can't stop eating them.
Yep.
Now, since these foods are digested quickly, the components hit our brains faster, making the foods more addictive. In other words, just keep on eating them candy bars and you'll turn into a big chocolate bunny. That's why we are the fattest nation in the world. Get yourself an
egg. Thanks, Weird Al. Thanks, JD.
Oh, my God. It's like I'm talking about French fry perfume. I've always wanted to smell like a McDonald's French fry.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, speaking of McDonald's, you heard about the outage out in Europe this past week. Oh, man. People were absolutely losing their minds. Apparently, McDonald's was down for a better part of a day in all of Europe. All the networks, all the systems. England, France, Germany, it was an absolute nightmare. People were like, you go to the website, Now, and the other McDonald's story, I don't know if you heard this, is the prices for McDonald's food is getting so high. You ready? People are now being forced
to sell their bodies.
No. They have to actually cook their meals at home.
Oh, my God.
This is a national disgrace.
Jesus, what a disgusting concept.
Can you imagine having to cook your own meal at home?
I mean, having to use a frying pan?
Oh, stop that.
Using a stove?
Hey, this is a G-rated program, man. Stop it.
Oh my God.
Stop it. What is the matter with you?
I cannot imagine.
You are just off the charts.
We've got to do something about this. This is what we need to be worrying about. Never mind AI. Let's make sure we save McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, by the way, did you hear about the 100-year-old snapping turtle that went missing on the highway in Jackson, North Carolina?
He wasn't far to find. I mean, yeah.
But he was big. He was about 3-4 feet in diameter. And for some reason, they were looking for him, and he was there. And
he was just like a big old rock.
Now he's gone. There's something missing. Oh, by the way, public service announcement also in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Let's see here. It says the homeless shelter is offering free meat stew, huh? All this week for some reason. Something special happened, I guess.
Soylent Green!
Someone says it tastes like snapping turtle. But anyway, all right. Anyway, so there we go. That's what I got for that. Now,
oh God,
I'm just being silly. Just having fun. Hey guys, we're just having fun here. Don't get all.
Don't apologize. We don't apologize for this. It's like we do this on purpose. It's not an accident.
So, So the reason I brought the food thing is because. Without having an opinion, like, would you be okay with me having the fake meat and eating it myself? Would you have a problem with that? Can I go to the grocery store and buy it?
You can buy whatever you want. Because, like I say, I don't breathe in your face, man.
All right. Well, apparently, Florida doesn't like the idea of doing that. It's against the Bible or something. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, now Florida has actually banned all those style meats. Now, my question is, what about...
Isn't this the same state that Ron DeSantis came from? Yeah.
It's the same one. So, yeah, any meat that's, like, built, that's it. It's all right. Now, wait a minute, but that means all processing plants for chicken had to be shut down, too, because they do the same thing, only it's done through a chicken. Yeah, this guy boxes himself into a corner a lot, doesn't he, for some reason?
My ex-wife, when we were married, went to work at a meat processing plant.
It's not pretty.
It is the most disgusting area on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
And it is not something that you want to do. It is not something that you would urge to do. So if maybe this process will end up doing away with that process, because
and that's the process. That's where the creator came up with it, because he remembers as a kid, he was like 6-7 years old. He's in the front, they're having a birthday party, yay, celebrating, blah, blah, blah. In the backyard, they're dispatching a sheep.
Oh, live, no, live. You know, listen.
And it's
listen,
like, oh no, he's like, this is all wrong. I mean, I get it. I love meat, but there's got to be an easier way to do this.
My great aunt was, she had curvature of the spine, so she always leaned to the right.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, again, we used to have chickens when I first moved down here.
Yep.
And yes, sir. Hey, she would go, Bobby, go and get this, open this up here. And I'd go and open it up, and she'd, the chicken would run out, and she would catch it. All of a sudden, she had it by its head, and all of a sudden, she snapped that wrist, and pop.
That's exactly how my grandfather used to do
it. Flop, 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 and yep. All over the place.
Yep, he'd grab it by the head, give it a quick swing around the head, snap, and drop it on the ground, and that's it. It's all
over.
They
flop. They just flop all over the place until they finally have lost life, you know, again. But it's not something that I enjoyed seeing.
Nope, it's not. But it's the reality of life. It's what happens. That's where we get our meat from. You know,
so again, I just say, no, not me. Mine comes out of a big old store out of a freezer.
I think they should stop having farms and have more grocery stores. It'd be so much more humane. I don't know why they complain about what they need to do about the milk. Just to make more stores, it'll just magically show up. Yeah, the buzzing in the background. So, also,
you are definitely going to leave folks with a lot on this plate.
There's so much stuff going on. But anyway, so I've had some unusual meats, but I've had alligator before. I don't know if you've ever had alligator. It's very fatty. You can have some that's not so fatty, but imagine.
I just can't see me eating Wally Gator. Wally Gator, he's been an alligator in the swamp.
Yeah, in the swamp. That's down in Florida again. Now, but not up in New York City. But sure enough, up in New York, someone had a 750-pound pet alligator that they had to come and remove, and apparently it was not doing very well. But you know,
I used to watch Swamp People.
Oh,
you know, again, and that's what those people did.
Yeah.
They went out and they hunted alligators, and it's like, you know, again, and I mean, they'd get some monsters, 1,100 pounds and things like that, because down in Florida, hey, they grow them big them down there.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes. And you can hunt for those. The other thing you can hunt for, I don't know if you heard about this. There was a hunter who, he was 80 years old. He was breeding these huge sheep. Did you hear about this in the news?
No.
Oh. So apparently what this guy was doing, he was purchasing sheep testicles preloaded with semen. And he'd bring them in and he'd cross-pollinate with another type of sheep and make these huge mutant weirdo sheep with the horns that go on for like an hour and a half. And then you can go ahead and you can pay the guy, you know, like $100,000, and then he can go ahead and let you hunt these sheep, which wasn't too difficult because they're not moving that real fast because the heads are so flipping heavy. They're going, man, it really sucks, man. So 80 years old, and this guy is doing like DNA cross telemetry, and I'm like, where do these people come from? They're just like showing up out of nowhere. It's really weird.
But, all right, hey, you know what, Dan?
Why?
Irish, aren't you, man?
Sure to be good.
I thought you would be. So again, to all of you, for all of you white people who are going out there to celebrate the Patricia of St. Patrick's Day, I say, I'm staying off the road. I'm going to be in my house hiding away. Have a great St. Patrick's Day, and may you kiss the blarney all day long.
Now, again, I'm on vacation, so I'll be off next Sunday, and then I'll be off next Sunday.
So we're going to be gone. We'll be back in 3 weeks.
Yes. We'll full week of April. Is that right? Is that how we do this with the calendar?
I don't know. You're looking at a calendar. I'm looking at your face on my screen.
Carry the
here.
9. Subtract 4 plus 16. So we'll be back April 7th.
April the 7th. Oh, so where are you going, man, for your vacation?
Okay. So I'm going to Wednesday. I'm going to head out down to Georgia. Visit my sister.
Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a story to steal.
I have two sisters to visit, and then if time permits, I'll go flying back up the coast to New Jersey, if time permits. And then the last weekend, it's Friday morning, Colorado. Get there by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Hang out for the day on Saturday. Get back on the plane Sunday morning and back into the netherworld here.
Check out those dispensaries while you're in Colorado, man. They have some really good stuff there. And you can find the seeds that you're looking for.
I'll only be there long enough to just say hi and get the Ferengi out of there.
There's probably a dispensary right there at the airport.
Probably. All right. Well, say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Bye-bye.
Kevin, we have done this damn thing 360 times. Jeez, you'd think we'd learn by now.
Nah.
My mom always said a hard head makes a soft butt.
And a butt makes a seat.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
What Dan is not telling you is he's actually going for a spring break. So just look for him on the network news. He'll be the graying guy getting arrested and thrown on the ground for being drunk and disorderly.
That's my pina colada, man. That's my pina colada. Put it down, man. Hold my pina colada.
Ah, my God.